Buzzers, we are so excited to join you for the Arrow After Show. I'm back. It is Season 6, Episode 2, Tribute.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't you laugh at me. I will be your father figure. Oh, yeah. Put your tiny hand.
Yeah, turn it up.
Can I get some music in here?
I will be your father figure. I have had a hand in burn.
Okay.
Look at the light. No, I wasn't trying to sing pretty.
I was just putting me to shame. Well, hello, guys.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's a late night show, tonight.
But I'm so excited. I was gone for the first 2 weeks.
You were.
But to our loyal fans, hello. I know that we got a little rotation going on with the cast. But first, of course, maybe I should say my name. Hello. Hi, I'm Ali Kona Bradford. You can find me at yours truly, Ali Kona, and this fabulous ginger over here.
Hello, y'all. I'm Matt Maher. You can find me at the Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. I want to say thank you for just welcoming Olivia and I last week. We were like, well, I hope people like us. And we had fun. It seems like y'all had fun. Olivia will be back next week. She just already had something booked for this week. So she'll be back in the studio next week.
And quick update, because I don't know if it happened first episode. We don't have Katie anymore.
We didn't know that.
Okay.
Then. We thought she was coming back.
We just found out. Yeah, her schedule's gotten a little crazy, but I know you can find her all over other shows.
Yeah, so follow her on Twitter and everything. But yeah, not coming back to show this year.
And then also the other one, Lex and Tari are starting their own podcast. They're still on their after shows, but they have something about missing out. That's really bad. I should know that. But anyways, they're still around. So
I think it is called Missing Out.
Oh, well, perfect. Cool.
Thank you. That's Anthony, the voice of God, Anthony.
Yay. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Giving us all of our info. But yeah, so...
It's about that time. You're looking at your watch.
No, I mean, it's like,
I'm sure our fans are like, can you
talk
about
the
show?
No, I'm making sure it's not on so it doesn't like blink, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's technology.
So anyway, yeah. Really quick, y'all who have watched the show before, you know the deal. And if not, I'll explain. You are our co-hosts. This end of the table is open because it is just for you. So all you have to do to join the conversation is use hashtag ABTVArrow, hop into the live chat, and of course we check it periodically, so that way we can see what you all want to talk about, what you think, all that good stuff.
Yes. Oh, Ivan. I love Ivan.
Hey.
And he said, at least we got you, Ali Kona.
Oh,
at least we got you. That is true. We love you.
Aww.
We love you.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi. Hi, everybody. Gilly Bean. Hey. We got all sorts of Kyle Kent. Hello. Ivan Soto. Ryan with Allison. What's up?
Katie has failed the city.
I'm going to let her know that.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's
great. Well, so yeah, we should probably talk about
this
show.
We should talk about this show. Yeah, let's talk about Arrow.
So,
second episode.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Well, okay, first things first, I already knew that Oliver was going to find a way out around this whole situation as far as Oliver Queen is. I'm like, how many times are we going to try to call Oliver?
I was a little bit like, didn't we do this before?
Yeah.
Like,
he was the hood last time.
I know. But it was like, and they even made reference to it, but I was like, I liked a lot of things in this episode. Okay, I'm just telling you now on the panel, I love this show, but sometimes if there's something that I don't like, I'm going to be honest about it. And so, like, I feel like this was a little, some parts of it were like a weaker episode, things I thought were a little easy that happened, and I kind of wanted a little, you know, like when something, we're going to get into it more, but even with this, like, Oliver Queen, I was like, couldn't we think of another thing I know Anatoly and all that was coming in, but I just kind of wanted... I get it. I think they wanted to pose like Oliver's trying to balance the life of the Arrow and his fatherhood. I just think there maybe would have been other ways to do that.
It's a bit on the nose.
It's a bit on the nose. And yes, Ivan, I did squeal when Bruce Wayne was mentioned. I thought that was a cool DC Universe thing to bring in that they haven't.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you said it because I was going to ask you your opinion on that. But the fact that Oliver was so relaxed, and I feel like season one, Oliver probably would have lost his mind.
Yeah.
That's a polite way of saying it. But anyway, he was so just like, ha ha, you guys think I'm the Arrow. And that's like saying Bruce Wayne is Batman. I don't know. I thought he was trying to be funny and serious all at the same time.
I did enjoy those moments. I did enjoy,
right. But I almost felt like, too, he did say, I am not a superhero. And part of me felt like on the interior, that is Oliver's truth. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh, Ali Kona just got deep. She's just a deep girl.
I'm going down.
No, actually, I think probably, you know, Oliver is a bit of he can be kind of martyr a little bit, you know. And so, but I mean that in this in a good way, that he is a humble person. So yeah, I don't think he does feel like a superhero.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that it wasn't Anatoly that leaked the picture, though. I will say that because I figured two and two. But of course, the show has to be a little bit more complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do also want to talk about Samantha Watson, who was brought in to do the investigation. Mm-hmm. Because in my notes, there's a big in parentheses. B.I. And I was like, B.I., B.I.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Have you never heard that song?
No.
It's an old song. Good Lord. Okay, it's an old song from, I think, the early 2000s, maybe late 90s. It's a rapper, and he's like, B.I., B.I., and he's referring to B.I.T.C.H.
Oh.
So I was like, she's a B.I.
Oh, they just wrote it on this, said B.I., okay.
Yeah. Okay, someone put B.I. Right. up there. Okay, that's not politically correct.
I was a blonde before I was a redhead, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, anyhow, I was like, what is her deal?
She really came in hard. Like, I feel like there has to be another reason of why she's investigating this. Like, you know, is she going to be like, because they said her name was Watson, and for a second, I thought they said Waller, and I was like, whoa, she related to, like, Amanda Waller?
Right.
Because Amanda Waller was killed, right?
Yes, yeah.
Sorry, I have to remember what. DC Universe Amanda Waller's alive in.
Yeah.
But she was killed. So, like, what if she's related to Amanda Waller?
Right.
And, like, this is a vengeance thing for her.
Right, right.
But there's either got to be more, or she was just, the actor was a little bit heavy-handed.
Right.
A little bit with the raised eyebrows.
It could have eased into it. Like, I feel like anytime you're trying to investigate somebody, you're not going to come at them in a way that's going to make them defensive and not talk to you. You're going to try to befriend them first.
She kind of was like,
soften
you're
them
a
up.
Dick and I'm going to prove it.
Right.
I got what she said. And I'd be like, damn, girl. Okay.
With the head and the neck and everything.
I'd be like, hey, all right.
It's about to fall off. Anyway.
And maybe it's just more of a lighter arrow, because someone just said in the, or Ivan actually said, one of, and I don't mean to jump the gun, so you tell me if I'm going off, but I love some of the Renee comments, like this lighter comedic. I like that we're bringing
that
a little bit into Arrow, because they said Arrow was going to get lighter last season, and then it didn't. It still went real dark.
Right.
I mean, everybody blew up on the island. So it's, that really made me happy. I would like, so maybe it's just that the FBI, they're going to make it a little bit more comic-y. I don't know.
It's like low-key comic-y, though. It's not ha ha ha. It's very just, I'm smart and witty, and you get the joke, and you're like, oh. Really quickly, though, I saw Billie Jean Girl, formerly Booby69. I'm not going to let that go. Anyway, she asked if I changed my Twitter, and I did change my Twitter just so it's even across the board. On Twitter, I'm yours truly, Ali Kona, with underscores in between, but the yours is you are. If you find me on Instagram, it's actually spelled out yours because they just allow you more letters. Anyways, just wanted to answer that question. And I saw Stormy Woods in there. She's from last season, so hello. I see Chris Selesky. If I pronounce that wrong, I'm sorry. Alley Cat Diva, Young and Savage. Some of these I think are new names, or at least to me. So welcome if you're brand new. And if I didn't catch your name before, I apologize. Anyhow, just always like to throw it back to you guys. All right, so I was talking a little bit about, we'd mentioned the humor and Renee and the lights. I actually did like when he said, you know, my daughter, I'm a feminist, and this, that, and the third.
Someone just commented on that, too. Yeah, that was such a great scene. First of all, let's give it to those actors, to Lance and Renee, just when the scene started and you see both of them just sitting there like this, and their faces are just like beat to hell because they've been fighting crime and all this shit. And so it was just so funny. They're both just like, yeah. I love that. I love that about Arrow. I hope we see more. It's smart. What they, even in the beginning, I think this is going to be much more about Team Arrow, because now in you know what I'm talking about, guy, in
opening.
The credits where, in the opening credits, it normally just would have the Arrow, but this time it had like Canary and Wild Dog and the T for Terrific and over, it had all their symbols.
Right.
So I hope that will continue, but I think it'll be good to like have a, you know, have a comic fodder to the straight mm-hmm. man of Oliver.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. If any of you guys don't know, Matt and I are on a panel called CW Weekly, where we cover all things CW. And one of the things we talked about is the fact that the guy who created the Wild Dog character was not so approving of this new change in outfit for Renee.
No, he hated it, actually.
Yeah, and what we were talking about is, well, you know, I think Erica had said, well, you know, it's made of, like, this metal-ish thing, so maybe it's good for dodging bullets. But then I just realized, when we watched it, I'm like, wait, no, because he got shot or something.
He
last
got shot. I did notice this episode, it didn't look like a hockey mask last week, and I did notice that it is a hockey mask. So, I like that. I like that it does, but it is what the guy was, and I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry. Watch CW Weekly. We say the name, but he basically said that. Not he said he loved the actor. He thought that the actor, blanking is Gonzalez.
Yeah, Rick Gonzalez.
Rick, yeah. He said that Rick Gonzalez, he loved the actor. He thought he was doing a great job, but he said that he felt like this is what happens, that eventually he wouldn't even be surprised if they changed the name. He said he just felt like it wasn't Wild Dog at all. And I get that. When I was looking at older costumes, you know, there was kind of like this... yeah, more comic, but also kind of this, I get it. It looked very Casey Jones from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I don't know. What do y'all think of the
well,
new
Dancer
costume
Fruit,
out there?
I'm going to say Dancer Fruit said that she liked, she says, I love the outfit. Renee is awesome when doing witty banter, talking about what should I do when the bad guy comes. Oh, and his name is Bishop Renee. Nice.
Oh, that is
Me
cool.
Me too. Oh.
Yeah, Rick said he likes the old suit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it seems like, so a lot of, I get it. It looked, I like that. I said, sorry, Wild Dog creator. So it seems like the majority like his new outfit. I don't hate it. I just kind of almost wish, you know what I don't, this is what I wish was changed on the new outfit. I didn't notice it was a hockey mask last week, so I'm cool with that. It's a hockey mask still, which is cool. But I wish there was still like a dog. It almost looks like Nightwing or something. There's just kind of red over here. And then, yeah, exactly, Philippe, you got me. I missed the Wild Dog on the front. And I get it doesn't have to look like Scooby-Doo on there or something, but, you know, like dog-ish.
Sorry.
It's Snoop Dogg. It's just like Snoop Dogg on a shirt. And he's all, and like Wild Dog only gets powers when he's high.
Oh, so stupid. Oh, no. So stupid. So about that kidnapping that happened with the Tarkovian. Did I say that?
Markovian.
Markovian. Okay, spell check. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's spell check. Yeah, Markovian.
Anyway.
Markovia, yeah.
Okay, so basically, I mentioned earlier about the picture. I thought Anatoly leaked it, but he's an honorable man, which we'll talk about in a second.
I like that little scene.
Right. But, it was well written in the fact that Oliver was definitely put in a really tough situation because obviously he could have probably easily handled that battle. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was now at risk of exposing himself as the arrow, it's like he just had to sit there, basically sit on his hands the whole time and watch this stuff happen and do nothing. And what an awful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
No, I think it, you know, that last scene, this is what I, you know, at first I was like, oh, Anatoly, I was kind of ready for new blood into Arrow, to be honest, because there's always so much of Oliver's past, and I get the show. Although there were no flashbacks this episode.
No, actually, we'll talk about that a little in news and gossip, because they're going to start venturing off a little bit.
But
at this point, it's been 5 years and 5 seasons, so they feel like they've already covered up until...
I'm fine with no flashbacks. I just noticed, I was like, oh, no flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because season one was so much about that again. Right. But I do like, it's really cool for me watching a hero and a criminal work together when they both have a shared set of ethics that they have to guide by.
Right.
Because then it's like, they can only do so much and they have to work in that frame where it's not good or bad. It's just like with Batman and like the Joker, you don't know what Joker's going to do, but it makes it compelling because, you know, Batman has these ethics that he will never kill Joker because that's not what he does.
Right.
So the fact that Anatoly was saying that, you know, that's usually the hero that has the ethics where he was saying, like, it made me empathize with his character, what Anatoly's been with, for him to say, I'm a good guy, I'm not a bad guy, I'm not here to, like, do evil and, like, fuck things up, but I'm like, sorry, I dropped the F-bomb, sorry, that he actually is there to, like, gain back the trust of this organization that was his family.
Right. But at the same time, too, you know, he calls out Oliver and says, you know, you're so naive, because Oliver's just stuck on the fact that, like, we're friends? How did you do this to
me?
They
didn't really end as friends.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been friends in the past. They've been allies in the past. And in our last season, they worked together. Did they work together last season? Gosh.
Hey, I have a cousin. We're related to and we're family, but we don't talk. Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes it happens, you know?
Well, either way, the point is Oliver is a little bamboozled by the whole situation and the fact that I actually thought it was humorous and not in a funny ha-ha way, maybe more ha-ha peculiar funny, but the fact that in his heart, Anatoly thinks he is an honorable man, and his justification is, well, I mean, I didn't involve the kid. I could have involved the kid. I played fair. I didn't leak the
and
photos.
Was that a threat when he said I could have involved the kid? I didn't know.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I don't know. Did
like
y'all think it was a threat out there? Do you think he was threatening him?
I don't know. We have a little bit of delay, but yeah, definitely let us know what
let
you
us
were.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, okay, thank you. Ivan Soto said that they were brothers.
They were brothers, I know. Yeah, they were
blood brothers.
Yeah, they
were.
They
really were.
They were.
Anyhow,
I think they're on their own topic. I don't know what they're talking about. So good for you. Good for you. Get to know each other.
Good for you. Let's talk about the division between being Arrow and being Oliver Queen and having to pick, like we said, a little bit on the nose, but to be a dad. Or to be a superhero. Mm-hmm. What shall I do? And you actually caught the fact that the backpack was the Flash backpack.
Oh my God, I love that. I loved it. It made me a little sad. Like, so I first saw it in the backpack and I literally, as we were watching, I was like, ooh! And it was a Flash backpack because I thought, oh, I bet Oliver's pissed. I bet he's pissed that he has a Flash backpack because he's like, come on. I'm the...
I kind of wish. When did they get merchandise?
I know. Well, I kind of wish they would have played... Oh, you know Cisco, like... Totally, like, made some designs and leaked it to a company to, like, make Flash apparel. You know he did. Cisco, you know he did. Uh-oh. But I kind of thought, Arrow would, or Oliver would have a little dig about it. But then later he was like, a good friend gave that to me. And I was like, oh, okay. But still, I kind of thought it would have been funny if he was like, don't you want an Arrow backpack? He was like, no, Dad.
Right.
That would have been awesome.
Right. Well, you know, and it's interesting, too, because William does have full-blown knowledge that his dad is the Arrow.
So you think he knows?
Yeah, didn't he? When they were on the boat, I thought he put two and two together with the whole island. Did he not?
I didn't think he did know his... I don't think he does know.
So, you know, I'm so sorry, guys. My wardrobe memory is a little off.
No,
for
but
some
maybe.
Reason, I thought he...
Let us know, Chad. But I don't think that they do know... I don't think they do. He knows that he's his dad because... Remember he was saying, like, the bullies wanted to come save him? I don't...
Not save
him.
Oh,
see, Holly says he knows. Does he know?
I thought so, too. All Green Arrow figures sucked. Aw! Sorry.
Oh, he does know. I'm a jackass. I'm not going to do a swear jolly again. Oh, he does know. He does.
Because of everything that happened.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but... Yes. Yeah. Anywho.
I'm sorry. I've slept since then, y'all. So he knows. Right. Well, boy, that sure makes this episode different for me.
Yeah, but Well, and you know, and he's kept it a secret, obviously, but he got into a fight. And I feel like also, we're not seeing these scenes, but low key, I think that there's a lot of things going on, obviously, for William, but he could have taken the route to tell people. And when he's getting bullied by eighth graders, which I'm not sure if we've established what grade.
William. I'm going to go with six. He looks like a sixth grader to me.
Well, either way, he could have said something like, my dad's the Arrow and I'll beat you up, or whatever the case may be, but he has kept his mouth shut. And, you know, obviously there's a question of having him be put in front of the FBI agent, which Oliver, good dad, will not allow.
No, Oliver would not do that.
But I do want to bring up the fact that William's really smart. As far as the things that he says, and I get, I'm not trying to discredit young people, but the fact that he's already concerned about, you know, what you do is dangerous. I may not have another parent.
Yeah, he just lost his mom, of course.
But here's a comment that I hope I find it. So Oliver's having a conversation. I think it was when he was talking to Diggle. And he says something about the fact that, it's Oliver and Renee, excuse me. And, you know, he's just talking about how much William has been through. And he says he thinks that I'm going to make him an orphan. And I basically how he told him he's never going to leave him alone. And he's like, I lied to my son for the first time. And I was like, in 5 months? Because that's really how long you've been a parent. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, it's like. Yeah, I mean, come on.
He acted like the whole 15 years of 12 or 10 years of his life.
It's not like you've been there for 20 years, Oliver. No, not your fault, but yeah. And then like how Renee was like, you know, some white lies are good. Like, that's okay. You got to do that as a parent.
Right.
So, which is true. There's some things I think my parents told me later. I was like, I did not need to know that.
Mm-mm.
Please tell me the lie. Tell me the lie. But so do, you know, I'm wondering, like, with William and Oliver, when mm-hmm. speaking of that, it started, I wonder, like, with, you know, Oliver told him, just hit him. When it comes to the bullies, just hit him in the nose.
Right.
I mean, are we going to get, I don't know if I'd want to see this or not. Are we going to get, like, does the way Oliver parent his son is to train him how to be, like, a fighter?
I think, like, go ahead, sorry.
You know, well, no, but I mean, like, because, I don't know. I mean, how is, it's just interesting to see how is Oliver going to train his son. I really wish, I think she's going to be off this season, but I wish that,
Thea?
Yeah, I wish, I was going to say Willa, but I wish Thea was back because I think it would be so interesting to see her take on watching Oliver parent because she knows, she's the only other person that knows what it was like to grow up with their own parents mm-hmm. and know what it's like to not have a parent. And I to see her be an aunt, it kills me that she's not
right.
awake to do this.
Right.
That's just because I like that actress yeah. too.
I think that Oliver would not necessarily... Well, first of all, William's shown absolutely no interest in wanting to learn how to fight. But no. I feel like his approach would be, I'm going to teach you how to defend yourself. And yeah. I think at that age, mm-hmm. that's important to also yeah. phrase it that way. I'm not teaching you how to fight. I'm teaching you how to defend yourself.
That's
because
true.
When you give a child the power to do something, especially a little boy, no offense, little boys, us girls are tough too, but we like to talk it out.
Oh, yeah, she can kick, Alicona can kick my ass, just so you know. Oh, come on, look at your arms. Yeah, come
I
on,
mean,
it's a
the
thing.
Beaches that away. Or should I say Oliver's lair is that away.
And here it's just... Someone plays too much
goes,
PS4.
Goes,
yeah.
Bloop.
Yeah, I have strong like PlayStation thumbs. That's what I have. So, but no, you're right. Because my dad told me when I was younger, he was like, Matthew, if you start a fight, I'm kicking your ass. But if somebody starts a fight with you, you better kick their.
I love
that's what
your
my dad,
little southern accent.
Oh, well, my dad's did. Oklahoma. That's sorry, I just do that naturally. That's my dad.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like break out of that.
Matthew Marr, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, it's just talking about that. But no, that's true. So yeah, so maybe we're going to see more of Oliver. I think we're definitely now with kind of what's leading up to the end of this first episode. We're going to see more of Oliver in with his son. You know what I would love to see? Hmm. Speaking of PlayStation, and they started to do that at the end. I want to see a fun Oliver, like with his dad, like trying, like being a dad, and like he's always so, son, I'm gonna try to do my best, and like he's like, yeah, and I know that we just started the season, but I just hope that they don't like take to like episode 10 before we see an episode where like, you know, Oliver is just like playing like a ball game with his son, or they're like, you know, like sitting on the couch like eating Doritos, watching a football game, or whatever his son's into,
right.
I just would like to see kind of this, like, how hilarious would it be to see, like, Oliver Queen, like, in, like, sweats, hanging out with his son? You know, that, like, you grew up with your dads doing that kind of
right.
stuff. I don't know.
Well,
I just would like that.
It's possible that could happen the next episode.
Maybe.
Because we should talk a little bit about Diggle and what's going on with him. I thought it was
yeah.
really interesting before they had the big, huge reveal of, mm-hmm. like, what's going on with Diggle.
Mm-hmm.
How come everyone was like, hey, man, you okay? But Diggle was literally doing nothing different at the time that they mm-hmm. were asking in terms of the audience. Now, there could be something going on that we don't see, and that's why the characters feel the need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what the show is revealing to us, mm-hmm. Diggle's, like, just sitting there. Hey, man,
I mean,
all
well,
right?
He did.
Hey, man, are you all right? Like, huh?
Are you talking about last week? Well, I mean, because last week you couldn't shoot. Or you're, oh, during this episode.
This episode.
Yeah.
Like, the times that, for example, that Canary, Dinah, walked up to him when she asked, everything okay? Nothing was happening at the moment.
Well, no, I thought that was coming from last week.
Okay, well,
so it's coming from last, because she tried to talk to him and confront him.
Okay.
And then Diggle was like, he was so, no, nothing's
yeah.
happened. Because she even said, like, what's going on? Or are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, no. She was kind of
right.
like, what's really going on? Because he's got trigger finger.
But even Oliver asked this episode. Like, the beginning
That's
of
true.
The scene, they weren't doing anything. He was like, hey, man, you all right?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that was a little bit like, what's going on?
Diggle's
yeah.
always stone face. It's not like he's a jokester for that to be anything different. So I thought that was weird. But
no,
anyways.
That's true. No, that he said that. Yeah, that's totally true. You know, a lot of people, and I, I'm sorry, because I'm not going to remember who said it, but in the chat, there were several people, the big theories of what was wrong with Diggle was, a lot was PTSD, but someone, maybe did Olivia say it? Some people said shrapnel.
Really?
They totally called it. So I was not one of those people. So, but if you were watching last week and you said shrapnel, I'll send you a dollar. I'm not. I don't have a dollar. But I'm giving you a clap now. I'm giving you a dollar from my heart.
Someone says, oh, people are getting upset. Why are people getting upset with Diggle? But you know what? Okay, in Diggle's defense, he's obviously clearly in denial, right? He wants to be a part of the team. He was the first member of Team Arrow, technically.
Yeah.
So he's been so interwoven in this family. So for him to have to admit, it's just human nature to not admit to yourself. It's like when people get older, not that he's getting older, but it's like when you get older and you're losing your ability to have such a quick reflex or able to drive you are in such denial. Well, he's been a soldier for so long and a shooter for so long, and he just wants to help. Unfortunately, his ego got in the way.
Well, he's also military.
Right.
When you're a military person, and he even brought that up, you do not... I have family members that are in the military, and it is like just even getting them to talk about emotional things in their life, let alone physical things. Because, and if this is a degenerative nerve thing, that means it's going to worsen.
Right.
Although Felicity couldn't walk, and we fixed that.
That's so true. That is true.
So, you know, who knows? But it definitely, you know, I honestly, like, I would love, don't get me wrong, I love Diggle. Y'all know I love Diggle. I talked about, even some of y'all were like, get a room, because last week I was talking about shirtless Diggle. I love Diggle. I love him. And I thought, how cool, though, would it be to, like, you know, that was one of the things that people loved about some of the Batman comics is, like, seeing Oracle, who was Batgirl, suddenly, like, lose her ability to fight and, like, had to figure out a new way to be a superhero. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought they were going to do that Felicity, but then she would walk. But when I was watching this, I thought, this could be, like, from an actor standpoint of David Ramsey to play, but also from an audience standpoint, what if Diggle, like, does lose his ability to be this physical force? Because I don't know if we see it so much on the show, but, like, you know, the guy's, like, 6'1". He's massive. And so I think that's part of his thing is he's just able to get stuff done because he's just kind of he's like the Rock of Team Arrow. So it could be really... I think it could be a really cool way to, like, take that character in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. He really upset me, though. I will say, so
I
agree.
A lot of people are upset, yeah.
I agree with the chat. The reason he upset me is not because of that. Like, I understand, well, first of all, he put Dinah in a really bad position twice because he made her lie, and then he put her life in danger. But the fact that at the end, I get you guys are brothers, and I get that Oliver's on this high of being a dad, and Diggle's a dad, so he understands wanting to maybe take time away from this and try to have a normal life. But the fact that he sat there and he shook Oliver's hand when he was like, want to pass the torch on to you, Diggle's like...
No, that was honestly, both of them, I was kind of like, Diggle, that's shady. You need to get together. And with Oliver, I was kind of like, okay.
What the hell?
You just told him you can't be Arrow because he has somebody to worry about.
But he's
Oliver,
a dad, too.
Like, he's a dad, too. Like, yeah. Who was a daughter, who's now a son. Like, he's dealing with all of, but you're like, and he has a younger child. So, like, a little baby who like really needs like his dad. So I was kind of like, Oliver, you basically just said, my son's more important than yours. So I want you to be Arrow.
Right.
I was like, that's some shadiness right there.
Right.
But yeah, I think one thing that I think is, you know, the downfall of Diggle and Oliver, and we talked about this on CW News where Stephen Amell said that the one thing he said in an interview, the one thing he would take about that he's learned from playing Oliver is that he listens to his friends more, because that's a big flaw of Oliver's. Oliver doesn't listen to his friends a lot. And I think Diggle has that too. They feel like, no, I know the way to fix this. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to depend on me. Like, you know, when they get like strep throat, they're both big babies. They're both like, I don't need any help. You know what I mean? Like,
Fuzzy,
they're just can we have that episode where like where Diggle and Oliver are just sick together?
Yeah.
Like big babies. And Felicity's like, oh my gosh. That would be amazing. Yeah. We need to be writers on the show.
Right?
No, they fired me rocking one day. But yeah, so I it's just... It, That whole scene, I was like, you both are ridiculous.
Hold on. Hush your mouth. Chris Selsky says, does Argus have daycare? You better shut your face.
You know what? I think they probably do. But still, if your dad's dead, you can't daycare out of that.
Right?
Yeah.
Diggle can't shoot a gun, but can apparently shoot a compound with no issues.
Okay. I thought that too.
And the preview from
Has anybody ever... Okay. Self-reflection time, hashtag truth talk.
Okay.
Someone at this table...
Not me.
...might have really gotten into the Hunger Games and decided to, like, go to, like, a archery range and, like... Because I was channeling my Katniss Everdeen realness.
Okay.
And, That shit is hard. It is not easy to shoot. It takes strength to, like, pull it back. It's, like, especially a compound. Like, so the fact that he can't just... click a trigger, but yet we see him next week shooting an arrow. That's a little bit like of this episode. I was a little bit like, you guys, you're making the writers. I feel like they're making a jump and expecting us to go with them, but it didn't make sense, honestly.
But you mentioned the whole thing with Felicity where she was able to walk again. We don't know what happens from this week to next. And at the same time...
That's true.
They do a fantastic job of playing tricks with us with the trailers because we'll think it's going in one direction the way it's cut and really it's going another direction when you actually see the episode. So...
That's true.
Could be missing and maybe something did happen. Who knows? Maybe... Diggle shoots himself up with something like a steroid and can use his arm.
Oh, now
like
Diggle's on drugs, everybody. You hear it first. Alicon is a Diggle's on. I started to say it because I'm watching Riverdale too, and there's a new drug called the Jingle Jangle. Oh, I swear to God, the drug on Riverdale is called the Jingle Jangle, and I think Archie's going to become addicted to drugs, and Archie's going to get hooked on the Jingle Jangle. And it makes me think of that Rudolph Christmas bit where they're like, Jingle, Jingle, Jangle. Like, sorry. Totally. Totally. But Riverdale's a great show. It's good. You should watch it.
I'm crying.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be, it's going to, you know, it's, he's not going to be Arrow for long because we know, because you've seen pictures. So we know that, that, because they just, I follow all of them on Instagram and they just all got back from shooting the crossover.
Okay.
So we know that, I mean, we've seen pictures that Oliver is Arrow in the crossover. So.
Oh, good call.
So we know that that's going to change.
Right.
But so how long is Diggle going to be? I don't know. Maybe he'll become the Red Arrow. I'm kidding. Oh. I just said, people just got furious.
They're going to get some of the
And game. I would too, because I love Roy, because we talked about Roy last week. Like, literally, in like 3 seconds, you're going to see somebody say, no!
Diggle jaggle. Hashtag. Diggle-jaggle. You just started a hashtag. Hey, Renji, what's up?
What's up?
Been a while. Okay. Star Drew, hello. When will Diggle crush? I don't know. Where's his wife? What happened to her? Did I miss something?
She's still around.
Okay.
Yeah, she's still around. Nothing is coming back. Oh, wait. Did you say the...
Matt Roy is
Huntress,
Arsenal.
Huntress is coming back. I don't know if Huntress is coming back. I know Roy is Arsenal, but I mean, he was the... I know
Diggle's
Speedy is the Red.
Metahuman.
I know. But Ori started the Red. I know. You know what I mean. He started as a Red Arrow, and then he became Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Right,
right.
Yeah.
And then Speedy took... It's a little confusing. Because they have a lot of liberties.
Well, in comic books, there was one Roy. Sorry, yeah. Which I thought they did a great job of including those.
Let's talk about Felicity and Curtis. I think we've covered a lot of the show, but we have not talked about that. And I definitely did not... see the relationship in this episode going the direction that it went.
No.
Because when he started, first of all, when do you have time to have a side gig? First of all.
It's true. They are busy.
And I thought it was cool that they mentioned the divorce, just as a reminder, even if that wasn't done intentionally. They were so cute together.
I wanted Mr. Drevick to be with somebody. Again.
You know, they actually, our fans had talked about Mr. Rags, which I don't know if he'll ever come back, but if he does.
What happened to Mr. Rags? Where the hell is he?
He just needed to take some time alone to just be. And so,
I miss that guy. I totally forgot about him
this
season.
Well, we were talking about shipping him and Curtis.
Oh, for Shizzle. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm down with that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot Rags is gone.
Yeah. But back to Felicity and Curtis
really quick.
I thought she was just getting jealous. Like, excuse me? You're doing stuff and you didn't tell me and I'm your best friend or whatever the case may be. But when is she going to have time for a business?
Well, you know what I liked about this? Because This is really more of a Marvel thing, is that, like, at least in comic books, Marvel was the first to, like, where superheroes had to have a job and they had to be people and, like, live lives. So right. And so that's not, so DC obviously does more of that now, but that, to me, I love that. That, like, humanized both of these characters so me. And what I love about cool writing these characters that are superheroes is that when you add a new perspective to them that you relate to, mm-hmm. because I stress about paying my rent some months, or I have, you know, right. I've got a budget. We've got to work to make mm-hmm. money. And that's something that's never talked about in here ever. And so, because Oliver's just rich. But I love that they
had the mayor.
Yeah, and I love that they had the whole conversation. Well, what about Diggle? And they're like, well, his wife works for her. Like, he's right. totally just like, she's a breadwinner. I love that. I love that they're both just kind of like, we got to make some dough.
Right. And I never thought about that, to be honest with you. Because
everybody else works for the police now.
Well, not even that, but I guess I never really thought about the fact that superheroes don't get paychecks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just assume that they have money because they're super.
Yeah. No, they don't. No, they don't. So I thought that was Bummer. Really cool. And I think that, again, going off of like some comedic stuff, having Curtis and Felicity like run a business together.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm sure they're going to get along. And then I'm sure there's going to be some amazing moments where both of them raise their own OCD ugly heads at each other. And it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about that. Like, truly amazing. Not how everybody overuses that word and says, like, oh my gosh, this latte is amazing. But I mean, really amazing. Good stuff.
I'm so mad that you compared the show to a latte right
no,
now.
No, but you know how some people are like, oh my gosh, this latte is amazing. I'm like, no, that's not amazing. Like, you know, like somebody jumping out of a plane, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be truly amazing.
Fans, I think we covered a lot of this episode right now.
Comments like, I'm done with him.
We're done with him. I have some good news and gossip. And
oh, yeah.
So I think it's time that we get into that.
Sure.
News and gossip noise.
Yeah.
No? Do we not have news?
News and gossip.
Thank you. There we go. All right, cool. So, of course, y'all know me. I got pictures. I guess that means that somebody's trying to find the pictures. I'm not sure what that noise means.
I don't know. Oh, there.
All right. So here's our first BTS behind the scenes of the crossover that you were referencing
as far as there
is Arrow and Flash. So that's Stephen
Amell's.
I love
the new Flash suit, by the way. I love it.
Yeah. I would say Stephen Amell was, well, I think this is the only picture that I saw that he leaked, but, you know, because he hates spoilers.
He does hate spoilers. He does hate spoilers.
Anyhow, what do I have here? Let's see. I know there's something that I thought was fairly interesting. Let's see. This photo, which was also appears blah 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 blah. Sorry, I'm a great reader, I promise.
Hey, you are a great reader.
Okay. Upcoming event, unlike paparazzi photos of the crossover, so I guess there were paparazzi.
There were some paparazzi photos.
Leaked, okay.
Yeah, leaked photos, yeah.
Alright, so
I didn't read any of that because I didn't want to know.
I didn't even know paparazzi leaked know. Photos.
Yeah, they're
so
evil.
So this is just the two guys obviously taking a moment. And let's see. Along Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow deal with Nazi-inspired villains of Earth-X.
Oh,
while
that's cool.
Much is still unknown about Crisis on Earth-X, there will be little teases about how emotionally significant the event will be. Much anticipated wedding of Barry Allen and Iris West is slated to take place also. And a story of true love for Oliver Queen, which I feel like has got to be Olicity, because there were pictures of them also that were online of the two of them kissing, and I think there was a reference to a wedding, and I don't know if it was just this wedding, but I swear it was double wedding, so perhaps?
I would love an Olicity wedding, even though, sorry, I'm still Oliver and...
Well, I'm going to cut you. I'm going
to
cut you.
But it's a comic book thing. It's a comic book thing. I love doing that. You weren't here to hear that last week?
Moving along.
Oh, wow. Look at those suits.
Okay. So we talked about Roy Harper, and of course, this is Colin.
Colton.
I was like, wait, what's happening here? Colton Haynes, as
you
can see.
He is so cute.
He is super fashionable.
Hell yeah.
Before, look, now it makes sense, but before, I didn't know. Either way.
Is your gaydar for shit?
It really is. Can we just talk about the fact that I'm going to let you guys in on a secret? I used to think that George Michael was the hottest thing.
Like, he was still sexy.
He was so cute. And I was dumbfounded.
We played the song Father Figure at the beginning of the show.
Yes, sorry.
And she was saying, like, when George Michael came out, everybody else was like, mm-hmm. And Alec Connell was the one girl in the room to go, what?
I really was. And then I went back and I watched some Wham! Videos and went, oh, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. You know, yeah, I have an ex. I have some ex-girlfriends, so, you know, everybody.
It happens.
Everybody has their moments.
So, okay, but going back to Colton Haynes. So, the reason I bring this up is because last year, 2016, he came out with his own clothing line.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, ColtonHaynes.com. So, I have some pictures of the clothing line. And if you have not been to the website, I'll also show you what the homepage looks like. So, that's some of the things that are on the website. And I'll be honest, I love Colton Haynes. I was a little thrown off by the apparel because in my mind, since he is so fashionable,
it's
I thought it was
a t-shirt with his face on it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be...
You could make that at Zazzle.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like super chic.
No, it's not. It's not. I follow him on Insta. Yeah. It's not. It
Next picture, please.
I wasn't super impressed.
I mean, you can get a pillow or a phone case with him on it shirtless.
Now that I could get more behind, but again, you literally can upload any picture of Colton Haynes on Zazzle.
Right.
I swear this show is not, AfterBuzz so is not sad. Sponsored by Zazzle.
No. And the thing that's funny, not really funny, but ironic, is that, you know, he was a model for Abercrombie and Fitch back
he
in the
was,
day.
He
oh,
was.
Yeah. So these photos just remind me of an Abercrombie and Fitch ad more than anything. Go to our next picture, please.
Yep.
This is the homepage, though. I mean, if anybody likes Colton Haynes.
He looks like he has a migraine. That's not the picture. Like, oh, my God, buy my clothes. My head hurts.
He thought he was being sexy.
There's a way to be sexy and pretty. I mean, he's literally not. He looks like he's naked and he's in a bed. So already you're thinking, okay, let's do some stuff. But I'm like, but you have a migraine.
So let's go to our next story, guys. Next picture, please.
Alicona can't deal with me today.
No. Okay. Muscles. Just muscles. Okay. Overload. Just
muscles. Look. That's Stephen Amell,
this
right?
This is Stephen Amell.
Look at him go.
Every season, you guys know I'm all about his workouts. I love to see what type of crazy things that he's doing. And there was an article. It had to do with Men's Fitness. It was like 11 times that he killed his workouts on Instagram. And this happens to be one picture. But the reason I picked it, I was like, what the fluff are you doing right now? Push-ups on some rings. Do you know I would fall over sideways? I could not. There's no way I could balance on those rings and push-up.
I could do them.
I mean, that's serious core and arm. Oh, God.
No, I can't even do a push-up.
I
like,
hit my
real
face
one.
On the floor. That's what I would do.
Don't do that. Your face is pretty.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. It's this purple eyeshadow that represents Spirit Week.
Spirit Day. Yeah, that's why we're...
Spirit Day.
Purple. We have Spirit Day. It's Anti-Bullying Day. I mean... As I said earlier on the CW, it's
45
like...
45 more minutes.
Yeah, you got 45 more minutes if you're in California to have Spirit Day.
Okay. Next picture is going to be Emily Bett Ricards at the beach on Maui.
Wow. She looks like Raquel Welch or something. Look at her. She's busting it out.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Well, and the thing is all last year, we saw her starting to join Stephen Amell in the gym, doing buddy workouts. Like, it's really cute and cool at the same time. But I just want to say that her workouts are obviously paying off because she looks amazing.
She
and
does
that
look
is worthy
great.
Of the word. Thank you very much. Next picture. So this is, can you guess who that is with the goggles on?
I don't know his real name, but it's Quentin Lance, right?
It is. Good job. Okay.
Yeah. He's really fun on Instagram, actually.
So he swam across the San Francisco treat. Ding, ding. Okay.
Ding, ding.
Yes. So to raise awareness for ocean life, and one of the things in that, it's so small, I can't read it from here, but from what I recall, he talks about people dumping plastic into the ocean and killing sharks. So it's to raise awareness. He's super huge on animals and environment.
Yeah, he is. He does a lot of stuff with that. It's
and
cool.
So...
You want me to read it for you?
Oh, sure.
It says, heading to San Fran for... Shark Fest swim. Why? !! Because we're crapping all over them with piles of plastic.
Oh, that was so much more eloquent than what I said.
Wow. That's...
Anyway, that's, next picture.
That made me feel bad.
Good.
Yeah, it does. Good.
All right. And this is just a picture of him. This is actually his rhino awareness shirt.
Oh, yeah. The ivory.
Yes.
I think he's really handsome.
He is.
He's like a hot daddy.
He really is. And even when he was younger, he was really handsome.
Yeah, he's just really he just seems like a nice guy. You just like want to give him one of those people who gives you a good side hug when you see him. And he's like, how you doing?
Oh, give me full frontal.
Okay. Wow.
Hug me.
Hug Alicona, everybody.
Hug me. So, this is just for reference, not that you don't know who he is, but really the story I wanted to say is that this is picking up from a story, but after Paul Blackthorne responded to a fan's inquiry on Twitter regarding the identity of his Battlefront 2 character, the official EA Star Wars Twitter account retweeted his post, confirming the actor will play on an Inferno squad named Gideon Hask. He's a member named Gideon Haas. Excuse me. So this is a video game. I'm not much of a gamer, but apparently...
I don't do those games. Yeah, but that's... I know friends whose heads probably will explode from that.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was big in the game community. Good for him.
Yeah. I think I might have one more story, and I just may not have a picture. No more pictures? No more
pictures.
That's
it. That's it for the video.
Okay, so then... really quickly, Vigilante, we have not really heard anything about him this season. So somebody interviewed and asked Wendy Miracle, when can we expect to see the Vigilante reveal? And she says, I can definitely tell you it's not right away, but it will be happening. And we're so excited about it. We're excited about the casting because obviously we never saw a face.
Mm-hmm.
So that was open game to be anybody this season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It was one of those things where we didn't know how far we were going to be able to take it, and it's evolved into a kind of bigger story arc than we thought, which was always exciting because you get to take a character into new directions, and it's going to have impact on our characters. That's when you know a story is really working and that things are really in sync. I think it's going to be really surprising, and I don't think the audience is going to see it coming. At least I hope that they don't.
All right.
So there we go. We are going to see Vigilante. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm not even trying to predict. Yeah.
No, you know a lot of people thought the hand last week was Anatoly.
Oh.
Several people said on a chat. I didn't think so. And I don't think, after we saw it this week, I don't think that that is going to be that way.
OMG. So really quick, shout out to @BillieJeanGirl who's been tweeting me this whole time and my phone is on silent. So I apologize. If you don't tweet me because we can have great conversations.
Yeah.
But that's outside the point. Let's get into some predictions. Are you sure with that? Okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Well, getting into that, speaking of Billie Jean Girl, one of the things she tweeted at me.
Sorry, it's just so good. It's a good name. It's a good song. Good for you.
So she asked, do you think that Thea will ever wake up from her coma? I don't know. You know how I would predict that? I would go onto Google and see, or excuse me, I'd go on IMDb Pro and be like, what's Willa Holland working on? That looks like a long project.
Yeah.
Nope, she's not waking up from the coma. Oh,
and
that
we
looks
talked
like
about
short...
that last week, too. So we think Roy's going to do that. My prediction, and we're telling that we got to wrap up soon, but my prediction is I think that Oliver is, I think there's going to be like a little green mini arrow. I think he's going to train William a little bit. I think it's going to happen.
Okay, so my prediction is that Diggle is ignorantly going to hop into the position, obviously, as Arrow, as we saw, but I think somebody is going to not get compromised to where they're going to be dead, but I think that someone is going to get hurt or in a really bad position, and obviously Oliver's going to find out and be like, yo, what the heck?
What the heck?
And I still am going to go all on out, and I'm going to say that Oliver is eventually going to propose to Felicity, and they're just going to be like, let's just do it. Like, let's just do it. None of this stupid dancing around in circles. We know what it is. You're my soulmate. I'm your soulmate. Let's just do this. That's my prediction.
I think Oliver and Diggle are going to hook up. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And on that note.
All right. On that note, we're going to turn it to the front. And we're going to say thank you guys so much for joining us. So good to be back again here. Season 6. Be sure you follow both of us on social media because we love talking to y'all.
Yeah.
I am at yours truly, Ali Kona, on Instagram with the little dashes in between spelt out that way. On Twitter, yours is URS. Yours truly, Ali Kona.
And I'm Matt Maher. You can find me, Matt Maher, 2T2R. You can also find me, my other podcast. I do a Riverdale podcast at tvttime.com.
Oh, and we do CW Weekly right before
the
show.
Watch that show. All right.
Jinx! See you next week,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
You have failed this buzz.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.